Let me tell you one of the most frustrating things in fundraising. Your donors open the email, they click the link, they read the story, and then nothing. No donation, no action, just silence. And most nonprofits think the problem is attention. It's not. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly, and today we're talking about why your donors open your emails but don't give. Because this problem has very little to do with open rates and almost everything to do with emotion, clarity, and momentum. Let's start with the truth. Opening an email is curiosity. Giving is a commitment. Those are two completely different moments. Your job is to bridge the gap. Let's build a simple framework. Emotion, friction, direction. Step one, emotion. Most fundraising emails explain. They don't move people. Information creates understanding. Emotion creates action. Donors rarely give because they process facts. They give because they feel something. Hope, urgency, connection, meaning. That's what triggers generosity. Here's a powerful ChatGPT prompt. Rewrite this fundraising email to create a stronger emotional connection while keeping it conversational and clear. Now your message moves people instead of just informing them. Step two. Friction. Every extra step reduces action. Confusing donation pages, too much text, weak mobile experiences, unclear next steps. All friction, and friction kills momentum. A donor may want to give, but if the process feels slow, confusing, or annoying, they postpone it. And postponed donations often disappear forever. That's why systems matter. A CRM like DonorBooks helps simplify follow-ups, track donor behavior, and personalize communication. Now the experience feels smoother, and smoother experiences increase conversions. Step three, direction. Most fundraising emails ask vaguely, support our mission, help us grow, make a difference. Those sound nice. But they don't create action. People need clarity. What exactly are they helping accomplish? Why does it matter right now? What happens because they give today? Specificity creates momentum. Example, your gift tonight helps provide meals for 20 families this weekend. That's concrete. That feels real, and real creates action. Let me say this clearly. Confused donors don't donate. Another insight, attention is not intent. Just because someone opened the email does not mean they were emotionally ready to act. Your message has to guide them there. Step by step, events work the same way. Platforms like charity auctions today create engagement and excitement. But emotional momentum is what drives bidding and giving. The experience matters. Another insight, most fundraising emails try to say too much. Too many stories, too many asks, too many emotions. That overwhelms people. One story, one emotion, one clear ask, that's enough. Let's talk about real talk. A lot of nonprofits obsess over open rates, but opens don't fund missions, actions do. You don't need more attention. You need stronger connection after the click. That's the shift. Here's another powerful ChatGPT prompt. Analyze this fundraising email and identify where emotional momentum clarity or donor direction breaks down. Now you're improving strategically instead of guessing. Let's bring this home. Your three action steps. First, simplify one fundraising email this week. Second, focus on one emotional story instead of multiple ideas. Third, make your ask painfully clear and specific. That's how attention turns into action. Tomorrow we're diving into something fascinating, the weird psychological trigger that makes people want to donate again. Because donor retention is where sustainable growth really happens. Don't forget to subscribe. And hit the link in the description of this episode to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, completely free. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. Attention gets the click, emotion gets the gift. See you tomorrow.